From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. German police have released the suspect from the terrorist attack Monday in which a man drove a large truck through a crowded Berlin Christmas market, killing 12 people. The chief prosecutor's office said it is releasing the man, a Pakistani national, because it did not have enough evidence to charge him with a crime. The head of Germany's Federal Criminal Police Force said the person behind the attack could still be at large. The Russian and Turkish presidents say the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. The French news agency quotes Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan as saying the two leaders spoke by phone late Monday. The two countries' foreign ministers laid flowers Tuesday at the portrait of Ambassador Andrei Karlov in Moscow. Karlov was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman Monday in an apparent protest against Russia's involvement in Syria. The foreign ministers of Russia and Turkey say the evacuation of the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo should be completed in no more than 2 days. Turkey's foreign minister said more than 37,000 people have been evacuated, and the goal is to have all the remaining people in Aleppo removed by Wednesday. China Tuesday returned an underwater U.S. drone it seized last week in international waters in the South China Sea. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the transfer took place in the same area where China picked up the drone. The drone measures water salinity and temperature gradients. China's defense ministry said Tuesday the transfer was completed smoothly after friendly consultations between the two countries. This is VOA News.